Well, U.S.-led coalition has launched yet another airstrike near the Syrian Kurdish town of Kobani amid criticisms that the airstrikes are not actually targeting militant positions. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the U.S.-led forces have carried out at least 5 air raids in south and southeast of the town on Wednesday. The group had earlier slammed the foreign coalition for not targeting ISIL positions in their military operations. The head of the administration in Kobani says the U.S.-led airstrikes are ineffective because they've not stopped ISIL militants from advancing toward Kobani. Our correspondent in Lebanon earlier gave us the latest regarding the U.S. and Turkey's roles in Syria.
Now we head to another development which is taking place on the Turkish-Syrian front. We have Turkish tanks which have been deployed on the border area very close to Ain al-Arab or Kobani in the Syrian side. That area has witnessed fierce clashes recently with ISIL trying to take control. Now, as we said, these Turkish tanks have been deployed at the same time whereby we are hearing that the Turks might go ahead and call for a no-fly zone. On another picture, we have President Barack Obama in an interview with CBS for the 60 Minutes program describing Syria as ground zero for jihadists. But what was most telling in Obama's comments was when he spoke about ISIL and other groups such as Khorasan, saying that they pose the immediate threat to the U.S. He did say we're not going to stabilize Syria under the rule of Assad, but however, he went on to continue by saying, on the other hand, Khorasan and ISIL, these are folks who could kill American citizens. This is a quote which was used by U.S. President Barack Obama. Now, using this quote and describing Khorasan and ISIL and such al-Qaeda affiliates or takfiri groups as the immediate threats really indeed indicates that President Obama in the immediate future, now and in the immediate future, will be focusing his campaign on the ISIL.